Page 72. Read. Summing up symmetry. Beauty that works.
How do you describe the mirror image of butterfly wings? The perfect striped pattern on a zebra's back? Or the spiraling petals of a sunflower? How about, oh, what beautiful symmetry? Everybody knows what symmetry is, or at least they think they do. If you ask people around you, and I urge you to try this experiment, the most likely response will be to give some examples. Your face is symmetrical. Cars are symmetrical, especially if they have two side mirrors. And so are many houses, flowers, and animals. If you ask your math teacher, she will probably add the square, the circle, and the equilateral triangle to the list. But if you press on and ask for a general description of symmetry rather than examples of it, most people will hesitate. Let's take a look at symmetry's different forms before we try to define it. Reflectional symmetry. The left and right sides of your face are similar, but they are not exactly the same. However, we still say that our faces are symmetrical. You can divide a square into identical left and right sides, and there is more than one way to do so. You also can take a circle and cut it into two identical halves in an infinite number of ways. It's easy to check whether two halves of something are the same by positioning a mirror on the object's dividing line. If they are the same, we have reflectional or mirror symmetry. So, your face has mirror symmetry, but only approximately. Rotational symmetry. A pinwheel does not have mirror symmetry, yet it is also symmetrical. Its symmetry is called rotational symmetry. You can reproduce a pinwheel from one of its four blades by rotating it in your imagination. Both a circle and a snowflake have rotational symmetry, as well as mirror symmetry. Translational symmetry. We can create extended patterns by simple repetition. Take a simple triangle, for example, and shift it along an imagined axis. This is called translational symmetry. The repetition in one direction can be extended easily in two directions to create patterns that cover a whole surface of a plane. Wallpaper decorations or a tiled floor show such patterns. The Dutch graphic artist M.C. Escher is famous for his intriguing patterns of interlocking fish, birds, and reptiles. Now let's imagine that the repetition is extended into the third dimension of space. Think of a huge office building in which identical offices divide every floor, and every floor is identical with the floor below and above. There are more such structures around us than you may think. Here's one that might not come to mind: tiny table salt crystals. Each crystal has such an internal arrangement of its constituent elements, sodium and chloride ions. In fact, so do sugar crystals. The value of symmetry. There is no doubt symmetrical shapes and structures have an aesthetic appeal for us. We say they have beautiful symmetry. But the repetitious nature of symmetry makes it both beautiful and practical to scientists and in nature. In new materials design, from super synthetics used in skis for strength and speed, to the huge lightweight lenses that allow telescopes to see deep into space, scientists mimic the economy and high performance of symmetry in nature. Our tallest buildings and strongest bridges also employ symmetry. So look around you. It's a beautiful, functional, symmetrical world.